We are back. Final segment of the Gunsmith Show. This one for this show. We'll be back again. We'll do the same thing next week as we always do.
Yeah.
Saturday mornings, 8 to 9 on US 103, your home for ultimate classic rock.
All these and numbers. It's and the 9, Gunsmith 6, show. And it's 8 to 9, and I'm ready for another coffee is what I'm ready for.
How about we talk more guns? I know we've got some actual examples of 22s,
yes,
which is
do.
What we've been talking to about all segment. And this segment is brought to you by Williams Gunsight, who I think has probably...
They have a couple.
A couple you might select.
They're open 10 to 6 today. Well, every day. They're open 10 to 6.
That's right, 7 days a week.
And now, is a little bit of bad news starting on Monday. But it's not bad news because it's everything change. You got to welcome change. They're upgrading... the range area, the indoor range area at the store. So
right.
The indoor ranges are going to be closed starting Monday, but they're open now. So that's a good thing. You can call them once they're open at 810-653-2131 and know that through tomorrow, they're having their special on upgrading your sights on your handguns.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. I've gotten two of them done in the past week while they had the sale going, and I'm extremely happy with them. The new Tridian Night sights they put on are just outstanding. So get out there, bring your handgun. While you wait, they'll change your sights on your gun and improve your shootability of that handgun. So WilliamsGunsight.com is their website, and you're welcome to pilfer through it as I talk and check out some of these guns that I'm going to talk to you about that are under used gun list at WilliamsGunsight.com. And remember, I'll be there tomorrow, probably after 2 o'clock tomorrow, selling the last few tickets. And then at 4 o'clock, we're going to do our drawing. By 4:30, we'll be done. And I'll be there calling people, letting them know that they've won.
I am really looking forward to that phone call.
I'm looking forward to calling you, buddy. You bought a lot of tickets. You deserve a good mention anyway.
Well, I mentioned, hey, here's the gun you want.
Yeah, there
that's
you
what,
go.
That's the mention I'm waiting for.
All right. He's got a number.
You know what? It's
too.
Okay if they don't. Yeah, I told you I already dreamed we'd been gun shopping.
Yes.
Well, it was a while ago.
Understand. A lot of people look at me and say they dream about me.
Yeah, I didn't say that. So we're doing our gun shopping, John.
Last weekend, I got to go, on Labor Day, I got to go to the Air Force Museum in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah.
And I spent all the time looking at the guns that were in the airplanes, because there's the World War II exhibit,
sure.
And the Nam exhibit.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the old sabers from the 50s with the, you know, they were fighting MiGs, and the smoke stains are still down the side of the planes from the 650 calibers going off on the front. I couldn't imagine. But and I put a picture on my Facebook page.
This is Wright-Patterson base in Ohio.
Yeah, in Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio.
Right where the Wright brothers, started.
That's
and it just got
makes sense.
You can literally get lost there for 2 days straight.
Pretty big.
Looking at these planes.
How many B-52s did you say were in there?
There's one B-52 inside the building, but they got B-2s. They got B-1s. They got all the Bs that were.
But the one hangar you said that can hold like six planes, six B-52s.
Oh, they've got they're massive.
Yeah.
They got the. The biggest plane that the bomber that was never used, a phenomenal bomber. It looks like a giant, what's the one they stopped making? The one that flew across the Atlantic, supersonic?
Oh.
You remember the
Concorde?
Yeah, the Concorde.
Okay.
They got one like that there, but it was U.S. military.
Oh.
It actually says NASA on the side of it.
Hmm.
It was super duper fast. They only flew it one time, I guess, then they put it in the museum. Huge. I mean, the video of that thing is like,
any blackbirds in there?
Two blackbirds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Two blackbirds. But the cool thing, Dan, you'll really love this. They had the, of all the things out there, you know, kind of gun history, and it's interesting, the 707 that was Air Force One when President Kennedy was killed.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother Dan told me when I sent him the picture, he says, I was at Kinchlow Air Force Base when Gerald R. Ford stepped off that plane when he came to our base for a visit. It was a short visit, but I got to watch him walk off the plane, and you know, we all saluted him, you know, as the president. But that plane is all plexiglassed off on the inside, but you can walk through it, and you actually stand right where, and there's a picture right there, you can look at it, where LBJ was sworn in, and Jackie was behind him, and then the spot where they took the seats out to hold the casket that held President Kennedy. So it had kind of a, I got kind of claustrophobic in it, and it was emotional too, you know, so it was like tough to see. But seeing the planes, and you just can't take them all in. But it's a very cool gun. I mean, like the first gun that was fired from an airplane is there.
Yeah.
And then they threw grenades after that. after they ran out of bullets. They threw
grenades. It's a new thing. We can fly in the skies. Yeah. Let's add a gun to it.
Well, they said, you know, and my grandpa joined the Army Air Corps in World War One. That's how he got his citizenship to America. It wasn't the Air Force until 1947, and that Truman made it the Air Force on one of those planes, one of the Air Force One planes that are in there. But back then, it wasn't called Air Force One. It was Air something else, you know. But
Air El Presidente.
Yeah, something like that, only without the del dente. I like my pasta all the way cooked. But anyways, make a very long story short, it's phenomenal. Go if you want. You literally, there's not an admission fee. You do a donation when you get there.
Yeah.
And there's guides that walk you through it and tell you all about the place. Pretty amazing. So, but back to guns
22s.
Right now. 22s. I talked about a plethora of guns in the last segment. I'm telling you what, there's so many guns, 22s available at Williams, in the used and new. New, there's thousands. I mean, probably way high in the hundreds anyway. But they sell a lot of them, so they got to have them. One whole section of the building is dedicated to just the rifles. The Ruger Wranglers, these are six shooters. These are Western style six shooters. In the used department right now, they've got a used Ruger Wrangler, 3¾-inch barrel, black, and it's got the bird's head grip, which is kind of like the bartender's grip. It's a small, very concealable gun for a quick shot behind a bar with a short barrel. You know what I mean? From behind a bar. Six shooters, beautiful gun. It's like $200.
Wow.
A beautiful gun. I got one like it, only mine's the bigger model. Mm-hmm. And they're nice guns to shoot. A lot of fun. Browning Buckmarks. This is one of Jake's favorites. They've got one there and used that is just phenomenal. It's two colored, black and gold. The barrel's got a sleeve. It's got the 6-inch barrel with a break. It's got the fiber optic sights. It's got a soft case. It's got a lot of bells and whistles. This is a 10-shot gun. Very customized. And certainly an eye grabber. Boy, you just, wow, is that a beautiful handgun. This one's going to run you right about $600. So there again, big price difference. How about a revolver, a double action revolver that shoots 8 shots? This is a Ruger double action 22 revolver, 1 7/8-inch barrel. So it's a concealed gun. It's a good mailbox gun, you know, but it's 22 long rifle. With the right rounds in it, it could be a whole lot of fun. Very cool. These things are expensive. This one runs right about $500, but a beautiful handgun. Another one coming up. Now, this was more Air Force style. The AR-7, which was the survival rifle they used to put in the airplanes, packed into the buttstock, they actually floated. It's a 16-inch barrel, but you got to take it out and assemble it, and it's a survival rifle. Comes with 2 magazines, so you had 20 rounds of ammunition, 22 rifle, which you could kill varmints, and you can actually, you know, kill people with it too. So it's quite a gun. They have it there from Henry, who has the producing rights of it now. Their survival rifle comes in this whole case, really cool. It's under $250.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. Now, the fifth one I got is the Smith & Wesson 617. This is your big frame 22 long rifle, but it's a 10-shot revolver, 4-inch barrel, stainless steel, rubber grips. It feels like the weight of a big 357, but it's a 22. These things are beautiful and they are works of art. They run about $750. And the last one I'm going to talk about is the Ruger American Rifle. You want a good bold action rifle. This is it. This is a very nice gun. It comes with a rotary magazine, just like the 1022s have. It's got the box. It's got fiber optic sights. It's all black. 22 long rifle. It's a 10-shot, but you can get bigger magazines if you want. It's a bold action. This one's going to run you right about $300. So whatever you do.
And the nice thing about that one, too, is a bolt action, it's going to be a little cleaner.
It's cleaner, exactly. See, you learn something. He learned something every day. I'm telling you, this guy's a sponge. And some of these guns, you need a sponge to clean, I tell you. But anyways, so take your choice. Get out there and even go rent some and shoot them. See what you like.
Yeah.
But know that 22s are a lot like your body. It's a lot like how you feed it is going to be how well it's going to perform for you.
Got to take care of it.
So you spend a little more money on ammo, you get a little bit more fun.
There you go.
So, but enjoy yourself. And remember, the raffle's tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
4:30 tomorrow.
Get out and join them. It'll be out there around 2 o'clock. The drawing's at 4. If there's any tickets left, they should have just a few left. You can go out and get them then.
Yep, you can get them from me right there. And If not, get a hold of me on Facebook before then, and you might be able to meet you or something.
We'll be able to talk about the wrap-up of the raffles.
Yeah.
John's going to have a countdown for us next week. He's not coming Saturday without the countdown till deer season. He'll have it next
time.
Oh,
you know that. Yeah. But right now my focus is on the raffle.
He's getting the raffle
so
all squared
remember,
away.
Shooter at thegss.com is how you get a hold of me. Or on Facebook, like us at The Gunsmith Show and comment there as well. That's
Come on
always
back.
Helpful.
Every Saturday, 8 to 9, it's The Gunsmith here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.